you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Without waste of time, let us turn our Bibles to the book of Hebrews.
Amen.
That will be Hebrews 12. From just 1 and 2. If you found it, you can just say amen. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
Ngalokho ke nathi lokhu sinefu elingaka lofakazi elisihaqileyo, masilahle konke okusindayo nesono osithandela kangaka kithi, sigijime ngokubekezela kulokhu kuncintisana esikumiselweyo.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Sibheke kuJesu, umqalisi nomphelelisi wokukholwa kwethu, owathi esikhundleni sentokozo eyayibekelwe yona, wathwala isiphambano engalinaki ihlazo, wahlala ngasekunene sesihlalo sobukhosi sikaNkulunkulu.
2 Timothy 4, verse 7.
Encwadini kaTimothe wesibili, sehlo 4, verse 7.
It reads in this manner, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith.
Ngikulwile ukulwa okuhle. Ngiqedile ibanga. Ngiqinile ukukholwa.
As we pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we have read the portion of the scripture here. Amen. And Lord, you have been divinely invited to be part of this gathering. And Lord, we expect that every gathering that you do come to, you always speak to us in a very special manner.
Amen.
You always touch us and heal our diseases. You always uplift us in the spirit. And I expect that this gathering will be no exception tonight. Amen. As we stand here, help me to speak in the manner that you want me to speak. Because I'm just a channel this evening through which you will speak to your people, so that when they leave this place, including myself, we should say, indeed, God has spoken to our hearts.
Amen.
This activity is not the glorification of a minister. It is the glorification of the Almighty God. Amen. All the glory should go to you, dear God, because you deserve it. As we commit everything to you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
While you take your seat for few minutes. Amen. We just for a couple of minutes want to speak on run the race, on the subject run the race.
Hallelujah.
How many are in the running? Amen. Keep on running. Amen. So that's what we want to speak about here. When Paul wrote this scripture or this letter, he was influenced by athletics during his time. And then because of the popularity of athletics during that time, especially amongst the Greeks, He thought if he could use this analogy, people will have a better understanding. Amen. And we know he made this parable, but referring to the race that we are running as believers. Amen. You are a spiritual athlete. Amen. How many athletes are here spiritually? Amen. I like how he put it. He said we are now compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. What brings enthusiasm to an athlete? Is the cheering up that is done by the people on the grandstand. When you come to run a marathon, or you're a sprinter, it's always to have people that you know have got your back there in the grandstand, so that they can cheer you up as you run down the track. Amen. The encouragement that they give you from the grandstand. If it's a long marathon, there will be different points where the people that know you will meet familiar faces as you run your course. Amen. So Paul says we've got a cloud of witnesses for this race. There are people that are on the grandstand. The saints that lived throughout the ages are watching you run now. Are you here this evening? People like Job are looking at you. People like Abraham are looking at you. People like Joshua are looking at you. Paul is looking at you, because we are getting into a great finale. Amen. The beauty about it is that I don't know which part of the race or of the relay is wonderful. Which lap is the final one? Amen. Because that is the lap that brings the trophy home. Now you understand why the prophet said, if I could have chosen, I would have looked at during the time of Moses, and I would have gone past the time of Moses. I would have looked at the time of Joshua. I would have looked past the time of Joshua, Isaiah's time, Jesus' time, Paul's time. He said, I would have chosen this last hour, because this is a grand finale. You know, there are preliminaries, but there is a grand finale, the last event, the last mile, the last sermon, the last song, the last scripture. We are going to witness that in this hour. Are you happy to be in this great finale? Amen. This is the most glorious time. It's a time that is it's an oxymoron.
kungathi inkulumo eyiphikisayo.
It is a glorious time.
Isikhathi esigcwele inkazimulo.
Yet it is a horrible time.
Kodwa kuyisikhathi esibi.
It is a horrible time.
Isikhathi esibi.
But yet it is a glorious time.
Kodwa kuyisikhathi esigcwele inkazimulo.
Depending on which side of the fence you are on.
Kuncike ukuthi wena ume kuliphi iqembu.
If you are a believer, it's a glorious time.
Uma uyikholwa kuyisikhathi.
If you are a genuine believer, it's a glorious time. If you are an unbeliever, it's the most horrible time. Because this is the grand finale. Amen. Are we together? Brother Branham says in this message, this day, this scripture is fulfilled.
He
says, where are we at in this Abrahamic age? Why will the prophet call it an Abrahamic age? That means whatever happened under the age of Abraham is going to happen in this age. Where are we in this great time we are standing? The great hour that we are living in. Do you believe that it's a great hour? Do you believe that it's an Abrahamic age? If it is Abrahamic age, it's a time of faith. If it is Abrahamic age, it's a time of Melchizedek. If it's Abrahamic age, it's a time for the rapture. If it is an Abrahamic age, it's time for the promised son to materialize on the scene. Where are we in this Abrahamic age? There are Abrahamic material upon the face of the earth. There is a seed of Abraham upon the face of the earth. They walk by faith and not by sight. They call things that are not as though they are there. God has come down, has embodied himself to fellowship with his children. An Abrahamic age is a time when God is in flesh. Are you together? Are we together here? It's a time of where you change from mortality to immortality.
A time of Abrahamic age
is where the old become younger. And we are standing on the verge of that today. Every promise that has ever been given is about to be material.
But
do you believe that this is a great hour? All the scriptures in this time are about to be fulfilled. In this hour, the devil is about to be defeated. In this hour, the church is about to be raptured. In this time, the demons are trembling. When they see the sons and daughters of God. I'm not looking at Sodom and Gomorrah. Because during Sodom and Gomorrah, there was a spot that was dedicated for Abraham. Where Abraham stood with Melchizedek. In this mess, there is a spot where the bride is with Melchizedek. Don't just look at Sodom, but look at the one that came from heaven. Because there is a heavenly visitor in this modern Sodom and Gomorrah. To tell you his secrets. I will not do anything before I reveal this to my seed. I wish this can be real to you. But this is a home-going time. Hallelujah. This is where the rocket is about to shoot off. The pressure is enough for us to go. Hallelujah. That's why don't be shaken as a believer. Now I say, let us run. And when you run, I say you are compassed with this great cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight. Heaviness is an enemy to an athlete. You can never see an athlete running with a big jacket. Their attire must be lighter. They must be comfortable in their attire. So in this hour, this is not a time of heaviness of the things of the world. You need to let go of weight of the cares of the things of the world and become light under the revelation of the hour. This is the time where you need to let go. Let go of your worries. Let go of what bothers you. Let go of sin and become lighter. And the sin which doth so easily beset us. Let us run with patience. Because when you are a professional athlete, the reason he speaks about patience. In the marathon, what matters is the pace. There is a pace that you need to maintain. Are we together? You start on a slow pace. But as we go towards the finishing line, then you begin to increase the pace. A good athlete is somebody that knows how to pace themselves. I don't know, have you ever seen an professional athlete? As soon as the whistle is blown, he's number one. But down the line, you find him on the side of the road, sweating. Because why? He's not a professional. But a real athlete knows that they're going to be the uphills. And they're going to be the downhills. And the pace depends where you are. Because he knows the terrain. He knows it. But this other one doesn't know. If it's downhill, he says it's time for me to run faster. But that's not how a professional athlete is like. Now, when before the race starts, there are people that run for recreational purposes. For recreational. They didn't have plans for that weekend. And they heard about a marathon that is there. They as well avail themselves so that they can come and run. A real athlete runs for reputation. He knows the last time when the record was set. He wants to run to break the record. Are you here this evening? There are people that are running, but they've got no goal to finish. They just love the church. They just love the conduct. But they've got no end result in mind. Don't compare yourself with such people. For them, whether they're going to the rapture or they don't go, it's not a big deal. But some of us say it's a reputational matter. Because we know the saints that have run the race before us. We think about people like Enoch, people like Abraham. If you want to know the people that are there on the grandstand, go and visit Hebrew 11. You will find the athlete, the spiritual athlete. Are we together? Because somebody that just runs just to Because they didn't have any plans. Even if they run and they find around a place where there is too much Coca-Cola, they just decide that no, now we have arrived here. Hallelujah. So you in this race, don't just compare yourself with the people that are running next to you. What the Bible says, look unto Jesus. Hallelujah. This is our coach. Don't look at the brother next to you. Don't look at the sister next to you. Yes, it's good that they are there. But that's not, you are not there for company. You are there for a price. There is a price to be won. Are you here with me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, the prophet says, he speaks about a parable here. He says there was a race that was going to take place. In the message, go tell. He says, in this race, one of the requirements is that there had to be a password that had to be memorized. So when you run, the password had to be at the top of your mind. Because at the end of the race, for you to enter in, then that password had to be, you have got to tell the person, the gatekeeper, the password. So he says, but there was this young boy. He trained, his training, he was very disciplined in his training. He was committed to win the race. And he ran the race. He outran everybody. But when he came to the end, then when the password was required, he couldn't remember the password. But all of his physical training, he had forgotten the password. He had forgotten the very thing he was to say to let him in the gate. He paced back and forth and had searched through his mind, had been so interested in the natural conditions of his body till he had forgotten the main thing. And down the line, some boys that didn't run so fast remembered the password and entered in. There is a mystery behind the race. It's not just about the how fast you are. It's not about how well trained you are. But there is a mystery behind it. What is the password of this race? Christ in you, the hope of glory. I will put it this way. It doesn't matter how long you have run. But when you come to the end of the race, if he is not in you, you are not going in. Hallelujah. No, you can never bypass that. So as you run, make sure that he is in you. The requirement to go into the rapture is that Christ must be in you. And this is where we need to emphasize it. Because as people move in onto the Christian journey and they get caught up in traditions, a lot of them, they don't even know whether he's in or out. But if you are not, you don't have the certainty that he's in. I don't know how I can put this. There's coming a time where the churches are not going to meet, where it will be illegal for us to meet. During that time, a lot is going to sell their birthrights. But those that were predestinated for the hour, Brother Bram said, the love of God will be bubbling within them. Some people without a church are not believers. But some people without a church, they are still believers. And we are getting into that hour where everything is going to be tested. Every confession is going to be tested. Every sermon is going to be tested. And all the world's events are pointing towards that direction. But I'm glad that there are men and women that will really finish this race on a high note. And I'm glad that I can say I'm one of them. It depends, you can as well say I'm one of them. But as long as I'm here, I'm not going to give up halfway. I look back where I come from. I've covered so much ground. And there is just a few inches for me to go. And I will do whatever it takes to cross the finishing line. And when you are an athlete, you are not there to listen to what other people are saying. A real athlete is immune from being booed. Because some there on the grandstand will say boo. But if you don't have the thick skin, will stop. I don't care what the table says. I'll keep on running. I don't care what the noise is saying. Because a real athlete must be able to internalize. He must be able to look within. Because as you walk, or as you raise, one of the tips is that you've got to talk to yourself.
Yeah,
it may sound like you're crazy, but you've got to talk to yourself. And in spiritual realms, that's why we say you've got to confess what is right. And say, I'm just about to go. I'm a winner in Christ. You disregarded the aching muscle. Because as an athlete, your mind must rise above the body. Your body must be subject to your mind. When the body says you can't, the mind sees the victory already. Today, if the body says I can't, the mind of Christ in me says you have already won. And that's what keeps me going. I disregard the aching muscles. I'm able to carry my body forward. It's not easy to run, especially when you come across uphill. But one of the other tips, you must have the art of visualization. As you are running there, you are thinking when you are about to finish. Have you ever seen when an athlete is about to finish? When the crowd erupts, when there is illumination from the grandstand, when they call your name and they are cheering you, and who are they calling your name? The heavenly host, the saints of all ages, they say, run my brother, run my sister. And when you hear that sound, and you know those men and women have run this race before, but you are here to complete the race, it makes you to run faster. It makes you to disregard everything, because you are about to be crowned as a champion. Am I talking to somebody this evening? Is there an athlete that I'm talking to? You are running, but it seems heavy. The race has been long. It has taxed you. But the body is about to give up. But you are looking at the crowd that you are about to receive, and you disregard everything else. You keep on running. That's why this evening I'm here to tell you, keep on running. Don't stop for anything. Some will stop along the journey. Some will go and will wait by the side. Don't look at them. They may have athletic attire. They may have a number. But don't concentrate on those who have not finished. You look unto Christ, because he's is your spiritual coach. He has trained you. Oh, I remember that a Tanzanian athlete who was sent to Barcelona and they had a long marathon. And they ran that marathon. And all the athletes, they had presumed that they had crossed the line. After an hour, after they have given out the crowns and they are about to go, then there was a message on the loudspeakers. There is an African athlete that is coming. And they look at one another and say, who is he? Because the race is over. And after a while, they see this African athlete. He comes limping on the race track because he got injured in the race. But he never stopped. He carried himself limping. And the whole host, all the spectators stood up. And they gave him a standing ovation. And when he crossed over, then they interviewed him and they said, why did you keep on running? He said, my country, Tanzania, did not send me to Barcelona to start the race, but it sends me here to finish the race. I had to finish the race. No matter how late it is, the winner of that marathon, the winner of that marathon, the winner, that
won,
is not remembered. But that man, he's still there in history books. What happened? Perseverance. And today I'm looking for believers that have got perseverance, that have got endurance, that can say, heaven did not send me here. Started the race. It sent me to finish the race. If I've got to limp over the crossing line, I have got to limp over. If I've got to roll over, I've got to roll over. But I will touch the finishing line. How many here this evening? That's a Brother Mariba. Yes, in the message. There are a lot of things that are happening. There are a lot of things that are being said. But I'm going on. I'm carrying on. I may not have the strength, but one thing that I know, I will touch the finishing line. Are you here this morning, this evening? Are you one of the people that will endure until the end? We need believers that are persevering. Are you here? Amen. There are. You've got to listen to the coach. A coach will give you, will make sure that your diet is right. How do you know that one is not an athlete or is not going to participate? I think every August we've got a marathon from Witbank to Middelburg. On Friday before the Saturday of the marathon, everyone that is in the queue at McDonald's and at KFC, they are not participating. A real athlete won't be at those places a night before the
marathon.
For them, they are there. They are looking at the diet. They are visualizing. Hallelujah. They are getting into the mood of the race. Hallelujah. Being a champion takes a sacrifice. You've got to practice. You don't just jump and run to make to Middleburg. Those the ambulance is already ready to take. Hallelujah. But a real athlete. He knows the terrain. He knows what to expect. He has attuned his body to what will be required of him on that day. But the one that has got no discipline. A real spiritual athlete. He avoids the things of the world. He avoids the things that can cost him. He is separating himself. A real athlete. He may have friends. But a week before the race. He have got a friend who is an athlete. I think it was it last week or 2 weeks. He ran from Pieter Maritzburg. Is it Durban to Pieter Maritzburg? Durban to Pieter Maritzburg. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the right one.
Yes.
That man is an athlete. Hallelujah. I've known him for over the years. When he goes to run, he runs for a medal. Not a participatory medal. But a medal to show that he's a winner. Before the actual day for the marathon. He's always practicing. Run up and down. Run up and down. Preparing for the marathon. Because they say practice makes perfect. Are you here?
Nicole.
So, a real athlete, do you believe that they will never miss a practice? For every practice session, they are there. Hallelujah. But the one that will say, when there is a practice session, sends a coach an SMS, my dog passed away. Then the coach knows, no, this one is not the real one. Are you here this evening? The real spiritual athletes, they are practicing. They listen to the prophet. Tapes. They read the scriptures. They attend the church. Why are there other people that are unable to miss church? Do you know that there are people that cannot miss church? From January to December, they are there. Wednesday, Sunday. Why are they not missing? It's because they understand. Practice makes perfect. I need to listen to the coach. I need to know the secrets of the marathon. That's why they remain in the marathon. Those that miss services, not long they leave the message. Are you here? That was a very unpopular one, I know. Yes, but a real believer doesn't miss church. And doesn't go there to impress the pastor. No. Even if the pastor doesn't see me, who cares? I was there. Because why? I'm looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. The prophet says here in this message what it takes to overcome unbelief. Paragraph 51. There is an old proverb. That's more than a proverb. No matter who's there first, you have to play the rules of the game or you'll never win. Amen. there is rules that you've got to adhere to before you can be declared a winner. I normally tell you, I remember I moved from one school to another school. For some reason, athletics always happened in the first few weeks after the first quarter started. And here once I was new in the school. And all of a sudden there is even athletics that are taking place. You know, when you reach adolescent stage, you even become conscious of the members of the opposite sex. Amen. Now, here's athletic week. And here we are now about to run. And I've got people here. I don't know them. But we've got to run. And I know myself that they were going to outrun me. And I thought, you know how nicknames come easily? I thought I would pick up a wrong nickname during that week. Yeah, and people they looked very intimidating. Amen, the way they exercised. And then I joined as well. But in my heart I knew that no. This, I don't belong here. Now, then I said to them, brothers, we are new. I'm new at this.
School.
I don't know about you, but me, I can run. And we can embarrass one another. Or we can work as a team. and really keep them all the pace. So that everybody comes out dignified. Yeah, and they say, yeah. No, you see. It started. Then I saw a gap. And they raised my hand. The problem was that whoever won there was supposed to participate against other schools. Then I realized that there you can't talk. The day of athletics I went missing. Can you see? It's a state of mind. Hallelujah. If somebody can be there, and that's why even you with you young people. Somebody is in the race. He knows that he can't live right. Yes, he's a brother. He's got spoken words. He comes to church. He says to you, hey, brothers, me, there's no one that can live right. The pastor is just joking. Me, even this thing happened and makes it a norm. Until young people form a group of people that are living unclean based on what they have talked to one another. That's why I say, don't compare yourself to your peers. Look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. If another one comes and say, but this thing is not for us, we can do it this way. Remember the rules and adhere to the rules. Yes, the devil would want to make certain things a norm. You have to play the rules of the game or you'll never win. If a runner is running around the track and takes a shortcut and cuts through the field and beats the other one there by half an hour, still he will be disqualified at the end of the race.
That's
why during the marathon these days, there is a way that they track you. Because another one can be picked up by the cousin and be put somewhere at a certain point by his cousin and he has not covered it. You've got to be tracked. If there is an uphill, you've got to go through it. If there is downhill, you've got to go through it. And while at it, every trial that has been put for you in this life, you'll have to go through it. The pastor will not go through it for you. It is for you to go through it alone. He's got to play it according to the rules of the game, or he's disqualified. That's the way we have to do the race of life that we are running now. It has to be played according to God's qualification, or we'll lose when we get there. Whether we are a president, whether you are a governor, whether you are a minister, whatever church you belong to, the rules of the game are to be kept. We must run it fair. We must play it by the rules. We must preach the weight. We must do it willingly. There was in one of the athletics. They had athletes. And there was one that had been punted as a winner. Everybody knew that one is a winner. He was a very renowned athlete. When the whistle was blown and they took off, somehow he strained his hamstring. And then he couldn't now run. And he was there limping. And the pain was very intense until he fell down. And when he fell down there, in the grandstand, there was a commotion that happened. And a man came from the spectators, jumped to the fence, and came to this man. And when he came to him, the young man stood up. It looked like this man was talking to him, convincing him to stop. But this man was determined. It was a 100-meter race. Now, this man, he was determined to go with a strained hamstring. And they talked a little bit until this one put the hand on this one and they started running. And the securities, they wanted to remove this man here because it was against the rules. But they were so determined to be together until it was discovered that it was the father of the athlete. He saw his son injured. He knew what it meant. He knew how much he had prepared. Then he left the grandstand. He broke the rules and he jumped to the fence to join with the son. And when they hear the security, realized that it was the father and the son, then they left them. And now this father and son, they began to walk limp on the racetrack. And as they were limping, the whole crowd, it erupted until later the father left the son and the son was limping and he limped over the finishing line. When I saw that, I realized I'm not in this race alone. There is a heavenly father If I could be injured on the race, he's willing to come and train with me to help me on the race. But when it comes to the finishing line, he will let me cross over. Our God is not going to leave us. He will be with us till we cross over. This evening, I don't know what is bothering you, but I'm here to say, keep on running. I don't know what you are up against, but I say, let us run the race. It may not be easy, it may be difficult, but let us run, because all the same, let me tell you something, we are not going to drop the flag now. Enoch ran the race. Abraham ran the race. You are the one that is running the race. And in the end time, according to the in athletics, you leave the best for last. That's why you came in this season. Because God trusted that if we lose the momentum along the way, but we know that there are fast runners that are coming. And I'm glad that I can say I'm one of them. And these runners, they've taken the baton. And when they've taken the baton, they are running with the baton. And I want to tell you, there is a jubilation that is coming from the grandstand. They are looking at you as a young girl. And Sarah said, that's my girl. Run the race, my girl. Abraham is looking at one brother and said, run the race, my brother. Brother Branham is looking, because we are going for a grand finale. There is a celebration that is taking place, because we are about to go home. The rapture was made for these people. We are not just in a church. We are about to go home. And we are not supposed to give up now. Don't listen to the devil. Don't listen to the things of the world. We are about to cross over. The world is falling apart. I don't believe anything will stand anymore. Everything is showing that the world is falling apart. You see what homosexuality is happening around the world. Every nation is crumbling. The economy is crumbling. This world has got no future. I know it's an unpopular statement to say, it has no future. Everything is crumbling. But I'm glad that in the midst of this, the very promise that he made, he's here to keep that promise. What is that promise? A change of a body. Do you still believe that there's going to be a change of a body? You say, Brother Madiba, how is it going to happen? I don't know. And I don't care. But I believe when the moment is set, this body will change. I don't have a scientific theory, but by faith, because I know one athlete, while he was running, he was no more. Who was that athlete? It was Enoch. I know another athlete. It was Elijah. He ran the race. He was no more. And tonight is my turn. In the end time is my turn. And I will not fail in this race. I will run the race till I cross over.
Are
you here this evening? Don't give up. There will be noise as you run. There will be people whispering. I've never seen an athlete that is running and people make a joke maybe around your weight, and you stand up, you stop and say, hey, wait. No, you ignore the noise. Some of them have got even earphones so that I don't listen to the noise. I want to listen to the still small voice. Just even let's close our ears to the noise. And let's listen to the still small voice. Because that still small voice says, I'm more than a conqueror in Christ. And the more you listen to it, you gain the strength. You keep on going. And people don't know why you are going. You are listening to another voice, which is a still small voice. It gives you energy. Let's be infused about this race. And let us run it and finish it on a great note, on a high note, a grand finale. God bless you. There is a race that I must run. There are victories that I must win. Amen. Yes. Brother Picheng will come and wrap up in prayer for us.
Keep me true, Lord Jesus, keep.
How many believe that?
Yes. Matla arena a mo go wena papa o se ikokotledisa rena go modimo wa rena papa re matla o hle motswadi wa rena papa re matla o hle modimo a ka re dependa mo go wena jwa le ka masia dependa mo batswadi ba bona ka ntle le wena papa re matla o hle ga re selo papa re matla o hle modimo a ka le khono re batho re tsiba go rapela ka bagala re wena o le hona modimo a ka papa re le buile le ntjula ha papa re matla o hle mo mathamela tsa tla le khono modimo re matla o hle ka nnete go tishitse dithotse di be go direpile Barumata o tshurutsushitse ka lentjula ha barumata ohle re matla fetse modimo wa ka ga re tshwanege re beretsana ka modimo wa ka anke lentjula ha barumata ohle o le tloke pele mo ka tlapeng ba barumata ohle re lo gokelle molaleng be ka dipheta barumata o tshere skara le lebala modimo matla ohle re ya lebwa go bane ke yona kotse ya rena ke yona tshosha magale mabedi ba barumata ohle ka yona pa roma tla o hle ka nnete re gona go fenya dipogo tsa satane pa roma tla o hle re go lewile modimo a gare lewile mo hlanga o shum shumile ka yena mo mathamente tsa lokono a ke mo shego fa tsa ga molapa la ha pa roma tla o hle a ke o dilo mo shumisha ka dina go tsho tshe pa roma tla o hle re go lewile papa re sa tlo tswa ya mafilong a o papa papana re sa go mema ka le bitso la marena Jesu a ke o sepelele re na pa roma tla o hle a ke pa roma tla o hle re boloka go ba fihla re ba ga pere kopana gana ka fa pa roma tla o hle mo le bitso le le matla la o pholosha la marena Jesu Kriste ra lewa amen
amen.
God bless you richly.
Amen. All right. Just give us a song till we meet on Sunday. Or Sister Lorraine, the Africans one. Just come and sing an Africans one for us. On Zazbaya Blave.
Ek het 'n lekker smaakie hier binne aan my hartjie. Toe die Here my siel kom red het, toe kry ek 'n lekker smaakie. Ek het 'n lekker smaakie hier binne aan my hartjie. Toe die Here my siel kom red het, do kry ek 'n lekker smaakie. Ek het 'n lekker